Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Former Trump National Security Advisor, here we go.
We stand at a very dangerous spot right now. The whole world, we're close to World War III in two places under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's leadership. You have not only what's going on with Iran about to attack Israel, this would be the second time that they'd be doing a major attack since October 7th. Back then, it was hundreds of missiles that they fired directly at Israel. And right now, that you have Hezbollah attacking from the north. You've got the Hamas, who are still holding out on surrender in Gaza. And then now you have Iran, who they're trying to respond to what reportedly was the Israelis taking out the major Hamas leader right in Tehran. That was a bold move. But at the same time, they need to be very careful if they're going to respond in any way to that move by Israel, because everybody's watching them, and we wouldn't be here if it weren't for the weakness of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden over the last 4 years.
Okay, so
the head of the Pentagon, Lee, as you know, ordered a submarine in the Middle East.
Yes.
Told our aircraft carrier to hasten its transit to the Middle East. Mm-hmm. Deployment of major military assets to the Middle East. What a mess. I mean, just what a mess.
Well, when weakness is the plan, this is the result.
Yeah, and look, when Donald Trump had Iran on its butt, and honestly, the mullahs were very close to falling. I mean, the people of Iran were in the streets because they were hungry. That's how effective those sanctions were. They were meant to starve out the mullahs. Joe Biden said, nah, here you go. And just in 2023 alone, they released frozen assets of $10 billion to Iran. That's what paid for October 7th. That's what paid for the Hamas hang gliders. That's what paid for the Hezbollah rockets. That's what paid for the Houthis to sink British ships in international shipping lanes. None of that was going on because Iran was struggling to get food before. And so when you put this massive tranche of cash in Iran's hands, when you lift the sanctions, when you unfreeze over 100, basically the sanctions relief and the lifting of the sanctions and the lifting of the frozen assets, over $100 billion to Iran. They have done all of these things. This is why Hezbollah, one of their proxies, has all the rockets. Now the Middle East is on fire. And because of those horrible policies by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden to arm Iran, to fund Iran, we now are looking at having to go get into a conflict with them potentially. And I keep saying, when you watch Iran, to understand Iran, Lee, you got to understand, we are on both sides of this thing. Okay?
Yes, for this administration, yes.
We are. We fund both sides of it. We will go over there and try to get in on any war because it's really good for the military-industrial complex guys who write big checks to the Democrats. On the other hand, they love Iran so much that Iran is funding the Democrat Party street-level protests, the violent ones where they beat up cops.
The anti-Semitic protests.
Yes, those protests. So Iran and the Democrat Party are joined at the hip. They very much are, because Iran depends on Joe Biden for the funding that they get. When they get the funding, they do genocide. They do very brutal things, knowing full well Joe Biden will send the ships and the rockets. And then, wink, wink, nod, nod, he will also greenlight an Iran strike. Joe Biden greenlit the last Iran strike on Israel. I tried to find over the weekend if he'd greenlit this one. I couldn't. But in the foreign Middle Eastern media, it was reported, hey, America's cool with Iran hitting Israel last time. And the White House never denied it. They never asked Reuters for a retraction. That was Reuters reporting. This is mainstream media as it gets. So what you're watching is a game. It's a choreographed game, much like the Russia hoax. We arm Iran. We train Iran. We don't train them, but they train the October 7th assassins. We make sure they have the funding. That's how we arm them. We pat them on the head. And then, remember, we even make sure they have the delivery systems for their weapons. On literally as Joe Biden's in the air heading to Israel, his administration announces they're going to let the sanctions on Iran slip that bar them from buying a missile on which to deliver their nukes. Why? I guess we want them here on our shores. I don't know. Maybe that's Democrat policy. So Iran sees all of this, Lee, and they know what it means. Wink, wink, nod, nod from the Democrats. Go get them. They're not concerned about any of the supreme, you know, submarines and aircraft carriers. They're not worried about Joe. Joe's in their back pocket. And they got the war they want.
Well, let's hope not.
It's what they are trying to get us into a war. By the way, that's going to be one of the big fallouts if Kamala is elected. They will go forward with the ground war in Ukraine. And I'm talking a ground war led by U.S. troops. The Joint Chiefs has already told us that's the goal. That's what they're going to do. And then there will be an Air Force component where we go to war with Russia in the air to protect the troops we're going to put on the ground. Again, the Joint Chiefs, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs already told us that. He's laid it out. It's inevitable. It's coming. Well, or we could elect Donald Trump and we don't have to go to war. Nobody has to die.
Well, apparently the Ukrainians are doing okay on their own right now in the Kursk region.
Yeah, leave them alone.
They've actually invaded Russia.
They're fine.
For the first time since World War II, Russia has been invaded by foreign forces. And they haven't driven them out yet.
Yeah. So you know what? Great. American soldiers don't need to be that. That shows me they're doing just fine. Leave them alone. Let them go have their fight over there by themselves. We don't need to send American troops in the middle of that any more than we need to send American troops in the middle of this. And this is the saddest part about it, Lee, is when you fund Iran, which is the same as arming Iran. I keep using it interchangeably because it is. I mean, again, $10 billion unfrozen and given to Iran in just 2023. And that doesn't count the total value of the Iranian sanctions being lifted so they can sell oil. That's over $100 billion across the Biden administration. That is arming and funding Iran. And then we do the security theater of sending our troops into harm's way when, I mean, quite literally, any weapons Iran lobs at them, like the attack on our base last week, any kind of weapon Iran lobs at them is paid for with money that Joe Biden gave them. Think about that. This is why this wasn't happening under Trump. They were trying to eat. They were trying to pacify their citizens so their citizens didn't overthrow them. So Joe and Kamala got the war they wanted, or whoever runs them wanted.
Yeah.
It's very easy, you know, and again, we don't need to send troops in harm's way. Well, you know, it's to me, I can't fathom it. If I was the parent of one of these troops, I would just be so angry all the time. Like, if you have it, why are you sending aircraft carriers and submarines if you haven't done the most basic thing there is? Cut off the funding for the missiles and the ammo and everything that Iran will launch at our troops. Stop funding the munitions on the other side. Stop it. And then once you've done that, if Iran still wants to get into a war instead of, say, eating, fine, we'll deal with it. But how can you possibly justify putting a single member of our military in harm's way when you have not lifted the sanctions and you have unfrozen billions for Iran? How is that? How do you do that morally? I don't understand. And I think they just count on that the American people don't know any of this, and there'll always be some parents willing to sign Junior up. Hey, yeah, go in the Army. It's good for me. It'll be good for you. Go in the Navy. It's good for me. It'll be good for you. Well, now you have a commander in chief that has so little respect for you, he funds our enemies and then sends you into a war zone. It's not your daddy's army.
No, no.
Not with the Democrats in charge. If Trump came back, we could go back to being America where we don't fund our enemies. And by the way, Trump, Lee, put the most devastating sanctions on Iran that have ever been leveled on them. The only other person who's hit Iran really hard was Reagan. He blew up their oil refineries and a large part of their Navy.
Well, it would also help if the Biden administration would stop what are effectively sanctions against American energy production.
Yeah.
that would go a long way toward destabilizing the economic situation for Iran and Russia.
Yeah, because our oil is off the market and Russian oil is off the market. Iran can get more for that oil that we now let them sell for God knows what reason. I don't know. You know what's even more remarkable? And you watch troops killed as they were earlier this year by Iran. Three bodies came home, plus two more, Navy SEALs trying to stop Iran from moving the weapons around. Joe Biden bought them, right? So that's five dead this year. And never mind the ones who were just hurt last week. We've had over 180 catastrophically brain-injured troops. They're going to require care for the rest of their lives. Why? Because Iran keeps hitting them, not killing them, but hitting them. And yet, after not one of those incidents, does Joe Biden lift the sanctions? So if you're Iran, what do you think? I can hit Americans. Money will still roll in. By the way, they're still drawing down off that $10 billion. Because remember, money's fungible. Oh, so yeah. They take it and use it over here. Then they can take the food money over here. I'm making it simple, obviously, but and use it for weapons. And that's why Hezbollah has all these rockets. How can you watch them hurt American troops and not put the sanctions back on? I mean, you got to be a cold, cruel-hearted person to do that, as our president and vice president are. They care more about Iran and Hezbollah having the rockets they need to kill people, including innocent people, some of which may hit our troops, already have, than they do about American troops. They do not care. They are Iran first. Our troops second. And it is a scandal they are being sent into a war zone right now with, again, literally whatever is fired at them, likely paid for by Joe Biden. Unbelievable. Well, a salon owner in Massachusetts is finding out why there's a Third Amendment. Anybody know what the Third Amendment is? Oh, we know what the First and Second are. What is the Third Amendment? Army officers, military officers, peacetime officers shall not quarter in the homes, seize essentially the homes of Americans for their own use in peacetime. Wow. I mean, they were pretty upset about that. Whoever wrote the Bill of Rights. I mean, darn, it's number three. After First Amendment, speech, religion, and Second Amendment, the guns to back it up with. Wow, that was number three. Why? We're finding out. And what did the Secret Service do? They just broke in to a woman's salon. Why? Well, because Her Highness was having a fundraiser. Her Highness was having a fun. You know, we have music for her now. Queen Kamala, the unelected. Right? So when Queen Kamala is having a fundraiser and people need to use the bathroom, by God, the Secret Service will. Shoves the serfs and the commoners aside, takes the property. Breaks in, covers the security camera with duct tape, picks the lock, opens the door, and a flood of people begin flooding in and out. Now, the salon was near where the fundraiser was. So they simply commandeered it for Her Highness. Trash the bathroom, by the way. There's some nasty people. I'm not surprised. It's according to the owner. Now, the owner says, look, I was in contact with the Secret Service. They told me they had to come in and do bomb sweeps. They had to do all this kind of stuff. And I just ultimately had to shut my business down. Because Her Highness was going to be having the fundraiser. It was too unsafe for the area around to be unsecured because this is not Butler. So we actually do security perimeters. And she said, but when they broke in and she literally can see the woman picking the lock to let people use her bathroom. And she's outraged. She said, listen, if they'd asked me, I would have set up coffee and donuts and they could have come by and used the bathroom. This is not only a clear Third Amendment violation. This is how they see you and treat you. We'll just take your property. We'll use your toilet paper. We'll trash your bathroom. And then they leave the door open. You know what this is? Felony level breaking and entering.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
And you get what? An Aurelian response from the U.S. Secret Service. Oh, an agent of ours, yeah, they're trained. They'd never do that. Well, did they? Initially, they apologized. Now they're saying, well, our agent would never do that. Well, they did. And the owner of the property, as well as the owner of the salon, have confirmed they had no permission to do this. They broke in. Now, our site is really missing the biggest takeaway from this here, folks, because this is the real jaw dropper. Do you remember New York Post reported that article after, you know, the Butler rally where Trump was almost assassinated? It backs up to a neighborhood, right? The houses are right there. I mean, the gunman could have used any of their roofs, too. Do you remember the interviews with the neighbors? They were shocked that Secret Service had never contacted them. They expected to hear from them. They expected a sweep of the security, you know, some kind of security perimeter, a sweep, something, nothing. The Secret Service, knowing full well there was a fatwa on Trump's life and Iran was trying to assassinate him, couldn't be bothered to check the backyards, to knock on the doors. But listen to what they did for Queen Kamala. The salon owner, Alicia Powers, said Secret Service agents, she says they came by. Where did this go? She says she understand. Wait, where did it go? She says she understood. They came by. They did bomb sweeps. Here it is. They had a bunch of people in and out of here doing a couple of bomb sweeps again. She said, I totally understand what they have to do due to the nature of the situation. But she says, then they left. And at that point, my team felt like it was a little bit chaotic. We just made the decision to close for Saturday. So they had secured the perimeter. Folks, this is what they do for Queen Kamala, the Secret Service. A bunch of people in and out of here doing a couple of bomb sweeps. Yet in the neighborhood that backs up to Butler, to the Butler rally, the neighbors never saw them. Bomb sweeps? Shoot. They never even showed up. That's the point our side needs to be making today. Yes, this is a clear Third Amendment violation. Yes, this is the Secret Service. But yes, this is the kind of security they do when it's Queen Kamala, someone they want to keep alive, as opposed to, say, Trump. And she doesn't have an Iranian fatwa on her head because the Iranians love her. She doesn't have an assassination threat personally from the Ayatollah because the Iranians love her. They think she's the greatest. And look what she gets. Multiple bomb sweeps. Secret Service comes through, secures the perimeter, whereas the neighbors at Butler are still waiting to hear from the Secret Service, both for the investigation and initially to secure it. This is amazing. So it looks like the Secret Service sure can draw a perimeter when they want to keep someone alive, someone who isn't Donald Trump. And it looks like, look, folks, what you see here, this is how they think of us. Whether it's the FBI and their insurance policy texts making fun of the people who vote at Walmart and suggesting they should never be allowed to choose a president, that's what the FBI thinks, to the Secret Service. They want some toilet paper. They need some facilities. Just break into your house. It's felony breaking and entering for everyone else. But you know what they're thinking? The DOJ is never going to prosecute us. We are American royalty, just like Her Highness Kamala Harris, who we protect.
But I think Kamala Harris clearly owns the policies of the Biden-Harris administration, especially when we consider the fact that, as we've all learned over the last few months, Joe Biden clearly isn't capable of doing the job. And so I think that drives home that Kamala Harris really has been the one calling the shots. I mean, how could she not? I think Joe Biden doesn't really know where he is.
J.D. Vance had the best last week of anybody. That guy can get anything across in 30 seconds. He's the person we've been waiting for many, many years. He had a great week last week. So much so if you notice, the media has saved most of their fire for him lately. Meanwhile, after Kamala Harris was immaculated and given a dispensation, because what we Catholics call this, the New York Times dispensated her, just in one single incredible article, allowed her to flip every single position she's pretty much ever held except abortion. Suggested this is all very normal, even though she's held most of these positions for the last, you know, within the last 5 years, all very normal. And over the weekend, you saw them doing what I predicted. So now if you say Kamala Harris wants mandatory gun buybacks, where the federal government forces me to turn in my guns but gives me a little bit of money. If you say that she is for mandatory gun buybacks, Snopes says you're wrong now. Oh, you're no, you are a misinformer. Well, wasn't that her position 6 weeks ago? Yeah, but then she got dispensation from the New York Times. Now she has a new position. She's all pro NRA, at least for what month is this? Yeah, at least until mid-November, then she'll flip back to what she was. And she'll be coming for your guns and everything else. So who is Kamala Harris morphing into? This is hilarious because it proves what I have told you time and time again. We normals are the majority, like in the 62-63% range. And so she is systematically adopting Trump's positions. The most hilarious this past week, including on the border. She, by the way, she announced this weekend she's going to get tough on the border. She's going to crack down. Would that involve actually going there? Because she's never done that. She did once get within a few dozen miles of the border, but I don't think that counts. I don't know. She didn't say. Here's Kamala over the weekend, folks. This story tells you better than anything who this woman is. Copycat Kamala was trending on Twitter. Such a thing is not allowed, of course, on Facebook. The FBI wouldn't allow it, but it was trending on Twitter over the weekend. Listen to this.
Because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips.
Eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
Now that is unbelievable. Given this headline, February of 2023, a little over a year ago, Biden's IRS plans to crack down on waiters' tips. They're coming after waitresses' tips now, says tax expert Mike Palix. Okay, listen to what they were doing. This is terrible. And it shows you who they really are. This was a program by the IRS to get, in the beginning, businesses to voluntarily sign up to monitor their waitress and waiters' tips. Because so much of this is digital now, right? Some people are still give you cash, but for the most part, you pay on your card, right? And that process is recorded at the point of sale when they process your credit card, right? So what they were doing, they were trying to get employers to turn over employees' tip information to the federal government in exchange for tax benefits themselves. That's the real Kamala Harris. Here's the five. The show with Greg Gutfeld happened to be hosting that day. This is Greg Gutfeld on the five in February of 2023 on this. Keep in mind, Kamala Harris is now saying, oh yeah, no taxes on tips. But listen to what they were doing.
Forget targeting the rich. Joe Biden's army of IRS agents are coming after waiters. Uncle Sam trying to stick it to servers with a new program aimed at catching people who skip reporting tips as income. Waiters do live off their tips, and it's sad that Joe thinks there's just more blood to suck out of these poor people.
You're hiring 87,000 IRS agents with guns to go after waitresses while your son is under investigation for tax evasion? Not everybody has a sugar brother that can pony up $2 million to pay your back taxes that you hid from Uncle Sam. This is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Wow, excellent point. It is ridiculous, Judge. Talk about punching down, going after our waiters and waitresses, especially after COVID.
Well, you know, didn't he promise that he wasn't going to do that with the 87,000 IRS agents? It was only to go after the billionaires. But apparently the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration says an estimated 30% of employers with tip reporting agreements haven't reported tips worth almost $1.7 billion. So here's the point. They lied. Shock.
Yeah.
She's morphing into Donald Trump. Why? Folks, literally as her party calls him a Nazi. Biggest threat to democracy ever. But let's go ahead and adopt all his policies. Why? Because it's what the American people want. We'll pretend to support them for long enough to get ourselves elected. Then we'll send the 87,000 IRS agents over single mothers who wait tables on the weekends while Meemaw keeps the kids because she's trying to put food on the table. Now, those people we can shake down and get some more money, we'll launder it through Ukraine. Those people, we can shake them down and get some more money for our friends' mansions in the Virginia suburbs, and then they can write some checks to us, put us on the board of their businesses. It works great. Oh, did you see this? Speaking of the shakedown. This is the thing I always tell you puzzles me the most about the left. But it's systematic. They do it for a reason. Once they have gotten all the mileage they need out of a hoax or a lie, what do? They let you know they got away with it. Did you see this over the weekend? Special counsel confirms Hunter Biden was taking bribes. Told you. What did the left tell us for all those years? He's just a drug addict, and don't pick on him because he can't help it. He got high and didn't even know the Chinese paid him $30 million. It could happen to you if you use drugs. One minute you're fine. The next minute you're using drugs. And then after that, you just look in your bank account and there's like $30 million from the Chinese, and it happens all the time. It's part of his illness. So leave him alone. Look, he's just Joe Biden's kid. We shouldn't pick on the kid. He's 54. Well, we should not. He was taking bribes the whole time. Says who? Says David Weiss. David Weiss, the guy who for years ran around in the Justice Department, the IRS, burying evidence of Hunter's crime, suddenly says, you know, now that I think about it, he is taking bribes. What does that mean? Hunter has nothing to sell. He was selling Joe. Why? Joe is outside the umbrella of protection now. He's outside the family. And Joe is being punished. That is why Weiss did this. Joe was supposed to step down quietly and not endorse Kamala and let Mark Kelly step in. And he didn't. He didn't go quietly. So Hunter gets the beat down. That's what's happening right now. David Weiss, who just admitted this, is the same prosecutor who was running around. You've been hearing about him for a long time. Him and his team burying evidence of Hunter's crimes is suddenly like, you know, now that I think about it, that guy, he did take some bribes. He did. And he just filed papers basically documenting this. What are they doing? Once again, I think this is to beat people down. Those of us who took the red pill and we can see so clearly through this, at the point of origin, as soon as they lie, we know they're lying. Don't even fight. Don't even go online. Don't even try to tell the truth. Don't question us because we're going to win in the end, and we will admit you were right when it's too late. So if Hunter Biden, they now admit, was taking bribes, from the Romanians, now they've discovered this suddenly. Never mind, they've had the same papers, bank documents since 2019. Does that mean he was taking bribes from the Chinese too? You bet it does. And they're going to admit it. They're going to admit it as if they've just discovered it. Over the weekend, I laughed out loud when I saw the headline. I didn't even read the story yet. Okay. Trump campaign hacked by Iran. Really? Okay. Yeah, sure. Trump campaign. Says who? Deep state and their apparatchiks. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it just so happens that it was only 2 weeks ago that the deep state began telling us, you know, Iran's going to come for Trump. They are. Yeah, so, you know, you need to get used to the idea of bullets whizzing by Trump's head. It's all very normal. And he's probably going to be maybe assassinated again by Iran. And that's normal, too. Remember Jesse Waters talking about this? This is 3 weeks ago now, that their intelligence agency contacts were telling them.
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. This is completely unacceptable.
Well, then last week we had one of the most bizarre stories I've ever covered in my entire career. learning two things. The FBI announced that they had caught the Iranian assassin a month ago, on the day before the Trump rally. And then we learned from investigative reporter John Solomon, just the news, via a leak, how that assassin got to America on a visa approved by the FBI. Never mind that he was on the terror watch list and had just come fresh from Iran. His Pakistani. Sure. Now, Solomon's sources tried to tell him, well, you know, they were trying to do like a Fast and Furious, you know, where we hand the cartels all the automatic weapons and semi-automatic weapons they need so we can watch who they kill with them and where they go so we can learn things about the cartels. Well, aren't people still dead, though? Well, yeah. Like that border guard? Well, yeah. But we were able to check their weapons, though, so we knew where they went before they killed people. Like that. Now we're hearing, oh, the Iranians, yeah, them, that's a ticket. They hacked Trump. Says who? Says Microsoft. Okay, Microsoft, yeah. You mean the people who partnered with CrowdStrike to take down major parts of the U.S., you know, digital and financial sectors? Those people? And what looked like a dry run? Yeah, those people. So anyway, yeah, they say it's the Iranians. Do you believe that? And they just happened to go get a dossier that made J.D. Vance look bad. And God knows what else. When was the last time we got one of these hacking stories right before an election? Oh, I know. It was the Russia hoax. Yeah. The DNC and Hillary, they all got hacked by Russia. Russia was trying to help Trump, see? And then what do we learn? There was no hacking. It was all a lie. It was made up by who? CrowdStrike. Huh. You mean the same CrowdStrike that partners with Microsoft? Oh, okay. So same Democrat-controlled Nexus is now saying, what are they saying again? Oh, hacking. This time it's Trump, right? This time it's Trump. Okay, cool. Yeah. So what are we going to learn, what, a year from now, just like with the CrowdStrike fake Russia hoax hacking that it never happened and they just made it up? Why? Remember what they told Congress in that classified hearing? CrowdStrike did. Oh, we just made that up about Russia. Yeah, we didn't know if it was Russia. Well, was there hacking? We don't know. But if there was, it'd probably be Russia. So that's, we just said that. And then out of that, we got 17 intelligence agencies say that Russia was waging war on the election and the DNC. It was all a lie. Folks, this is a recycled lie. Except in this version of the hoax, the Trump campaign is being hacked. I don't know who hacked them, but I'd put my money on the U.S. government, some faction of it. I would. This is a reverse of the hacking story. But now it's stuff about Trump and Vance that's being leaked. And isn't it weird that Iran keeps going after Trump and Vance, but never Kamala and Joe, weirdly? Like, they don't even want to kill them. They just keep sending assassins for Trump. Or maybe the FBI keeps telling us they send it. They lie, folks. I mean, they made up the whole Russia collusion hoax. If the FBI is talking about Russia or Iran, I just assume they're lying and go from there. And like, I'm pleasantly surprised if they're telling the truth, but it hasn't happened yet. So I mean, it could, but it hasn't. So now we're watching Trump have his rallies unsecured and insecured, knowing there's a fatwa. We're watching the FBI provide the visa for the very assassins to come here so they can watch them. And then the guy tries to flee the country the day before the Butler rally. Now we're told Trump was hacked by the Iranians. Oh, come on. That is a mirror image of Hillary was hacked by the Russians. Come on. I believe it. I can tell you this. Trump is under all-out assault by somebody. And while the Iranians are certainly evil people, they're at the bottom of my list of suspects. Why? Because the deep state says they should be at the top of my list of suspects. So I'm like, oh, well, they're lying. Okay, so let's see who's really doing it. This thing, folks, this whole thing is getting crazy. But anyway, with the hack, they're leaking negative internal Trump information. Be prepared for more leaks and for more leaks to be attributed to Iran. Probably the Iran hoax. Probably. Folks, this election, it just gets weirder and weirder and weirder. We've never seen anything like this, and I have a feeling we're just getting started.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.